I made of it, what most of the country made of it. It was, you know, possibly the worst performance I can remember against a side, fundamentally, who, you know, we should be beating pretty comfortably, but we got what we deserved. You know, Iceland deserved to beat us, and obviously there's been repercussions since the game, Roy Hodgson stepping down, which is something I felt, you know, he had to do, but it's totally embarrassing.
When you watched England as they performed last night, and having worked under Roy Hodgson, was he a lot more into attention to detail when he was managing you at club level than it appeared that England team was all about last night?
Look, I mean, Roy's, you know, a coach for me. He's a diplomat. And, you know, he is good on the training ground. There's no doubt about that. I just think, you know, it was a bit of a shambles going into the tournament. You know, that England didn't have a specific way of playing. They tried the diamond in a couple of the friendlies just before they went out there. Before that, you know, they played with wide men, if you like. So there was uncertainty going into it. And then the squad selection, you know, he left out Townsend, who was a natural wide player. So England didn't really have the players to play that way. You know, Sturridge out on the right-hand side looked lost. Sterling low on confidence. And, so, you know, that was always going to be a problem. And England, the group was a poor group. Russia were hopeless. You know, Wales came out on top of the group. But, you know, let's get it right. England should have been ahead of Wales. But credit to Wales. You know, they seem better organised. They have a better way of playing. And Roy has carried the can. But, I mean, we couldn't have had a better draw, really. Iceland in the last 16. It doesn't get much better than that. And just not good enough.
Are we guilty sometimes, Chris, of overcomplicating what can be quite a simple game? Iceland turned up last night, started the same 11 that has started in every game for them in this tournament, and they play 4-4-2. In England, it seems to be, oh, well, let's make five changes for this one, let's make six for that one, let's change the system. They play to their strengths and what they're good at.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, the changes, you know, throughout the tournament, resting players against Slovakia, absolutely baffling. Continuity, you know, is common sense in the main. Our players, you know, I know there's this argument that a lot of the England players look tired. Harry Kane looked tired, which, you know, maybe so. But, you know, this was a, you know, an open tournament, a tournament which, you know, you're looking at the side, you say Italy are the standout side, you know, at the moment, who have gone into it. Nobody really fancied them, but they look well structured, well organised, with a goal threat. They defend strongly. I mean, I thought it was too many square pegs in round holes for England. There was uncertainty, no continuity, and you know, it's not like we deserve to beat Iceland. You know, we've been powder puff all the way through the tournament, and I just think it's because there's, you know, uncertainty over the team selection. What is the best team, the best formation? And players can be adaptable, but there's no doubt that, you know, playing the same way with the same group of players is, you know, pretty much common sense.
Do you think, Chris, that the whole idea of giving set pieces to someone who looked as uncomfortable taking them as Harry Kane did for pretty much the whole tournament would suggest that his performances have suffered because of that? As a centre-forward, as you played, you would want to be in the penalty area, wouldn't you, trying to get on the end of these free kicks?
Well, that might be fair. I mean, to be honest, I wasn't the best corner taker in the world. But, no, it doesn't make a, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, Harry Kane, you know, just looking back the last couple of seasons, the headed goals he scored, you know, the comparisons with, you know, to a Shearer in the fact that you have that physical presence, that great header of a ball, and he's taking set pieces. It doesn't add up, does it? You know, surely there's, you know, you're talking about international level football. Surely there's another player in the team who could whip a good ball in from delivery. So absolutely ludicrous. I don't think, you know, Roy's helped himself with the fact that we conceded a goal off a long throw-in, and is another common sense one that Wayne Rooney is marking one of their biggest guys off the throw-in set pieces. It doesn't make any sense. You know, people can get baffled with, you know, all this tactical stuff in football matches. Most football teams who win games, you know, they do the basics well, and there's a lot of common sense involved. You put your best markers on their best headers of a ball. And you'd have to say Wayne Rooney, is the good player which he is, isn't one of the strongest headers of ball in an England shirt. And that was ludicrous. And it happened. It wasn't just the first time. It happened second half as well. And it's just fundamentally wrong. And Roy's carried the can. But, you know, it was just, you couldn't see. I mean, you were sitting, everybody's watching the game and thinking, we're hoping England get back into it. But we just, the longer the game went, it was Iceland who actually had the more clear-cut chances. You know, it was square pegs in round holes, and it was pathetic.
Is Wayne Rooney the answer in the position that he's been employed in throughout this tournament? I heard you say before the tournament that you felt that Wayne Rooney was still a forward player, and he's not in the best central midfield players, English, in the Premier League. Would you stand by that?
Well, I mean, my argument before the tournament was that, you know, Wayne Rooney's played the majority of his career, if not all his career, as a centre forward or just in behind, to then drop back. Wayne Rooney is a good footballer, but we're talking about European level, international level football. My worry was always going to be, yeah, against your poorer teams, your Slovakias, your Russias, Wayne Rooney's a good footballer, but when you have to step it up and you're playing against your, you know, your Spains or your Italians, is Wayne Rooney a natural midfielder? Not for me, too much of a risk. So, you know, it wasn't for me. You know, he passed the ball nicely at times, but even last night, we're looking at Wayne Rooney as our leader. You know, I think he drifted out of the game. But it's not just Wayne Rooney, the square peg. So, you know, Sturridge out on the right-hand side. Sturridge is a talented footballer, but, you know, he's better playing in a central role. And, you know, it just didn't make sense why Roy didn't take, you know, the likes of an Andros Townsend. You know, it was just getting players into the team. Roy Hodgson doesn't like confrontation. That's why he had to find a place for Wayne Rooney in the starting 11. Roy Hodgson didn't pick John Terry for the last World Cup because he doesn't like confrontation. And, you know, I thought that was a wrong decision as well.